Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and congratulations on another win.
Thank you.
Can you just walk us through kind of how it feels heading to Bristol, getting this win, and, you know, how the number two team is going to approach Bristol?
I mean, it's really nice to be locked in because Bristol is certainly one of those places where things beyond your control happen quite often. But as far as how we're going to approach it, you know, it's a lot like this week. We're going to go try to get a stage win and a race win and get some more playoff points and keep adding to the pile for moving on through the next round. I really feel like the second round is probably the toughest. There's a lot of things you can't control in the second round with the Roval and Talladega. So the more playoff points we can get, the better off we're going to be.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions here from the media. Let's kick things off with Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Jeremy, a lot of talk this season about the 4 and the 11 and how dominant they've been. But if you look at it a little bit closer, on the tracks with a 750 rules package, Penske as a whole, as an organization, has 4 wins this year. Do you guys think you guys are getting overlooked a little bit and how it sets up for you in the playoffs if you look at Phoenix a little bit? And then also, what makes you guys so good with this rules package?
I don't get too caught up in whether or not we're being overlooked. I mean, those guys have a lot of wins this year, and they've really been the teams to beat, so they should get the attention that they're getting, and it's up to us to do something about that. So I think all of our guys are really good short track racers. They have a short track pedigree. You know, they're really good at that discipline, and I think, you know, like a lot of teams, you know, most of us came from short track backgrounds, so it's something that we take a lot of pride in, running well at the shorter tracks. And you know, we want to run well here just like everybody else does, but and it's not to say we don't work as hard on everything else. It just seems like, you know, our guys are really good at coming up with good mechanical grip setups for these short tracks, and hopefully we can keep improving on them.
All right, we'll take our next question from Stephen Conley. Go ahead, Stephen.
Jeremy, as a whole this season and here in the playoffs, you guys have started with back-to-back third-place finishes or the win now for Brad. Where do you feel that Penske is as a group, going, especially going into the second round with those tracks that you mentioned as challenges?
I mean, I feel like our cars are competitive week in, week out. I feel like there's nowhere left on the schedule that we can't go win at. I just look at the schedule and think about things that we can't control. You know, obviously speedways are tough to, there's a lot of things that are out of your hands. The road courses, a lot of times there's things out of your hands, you know, inopportune cautions, things like that, that are less, that we can't do anything about, you know. So I look at those races and think, man, you know, I'd love to win Vegas and not have to worry about either one of those. So you know, that's my goal right now. That's the number one thing on my mind is, all right, let's go, we got 2 weeks here, let's go make sure we got everything ready for Vegas and go try to win that one. But there's nowhere in the next 8 races that a Penske car can't win, in my opinion.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you. Hey, Jeremy. The other day, Brad said he came into the season with the pit crew and team swap, and he really didn't have any expectations. He just wanted to see how it would play out. For you guys, as a leader of this team, going from Ryan, coming over to Brad, what were your expectations? And then I have a follow-up after that.
I think, you know, I've always looked at the 3 drivers at Team Penske, and I feel like they're, from a talent perspective, they're all very equal. I think they all have a boatload of talent. They all have maybe tracks that they're better at than others to each other. But really, the difference in the 3 of them is just their experience levels. And Brad's obviously, you know, the most experienced. And even when we were working with Ryan, I've used this term a lot, that we tried to leverage Brad's experience. We tried to use his comments about what racetracks we're going to do from practice to the race and what he expected to happen. We used that information when we were working with Ryan. So working with him firsthand, we're just, you know, we're closer to the source, and we've been trying to leverage that, and we've been trying to use his experience and the things that he's learned over time in the course of his career to make our cars better, make our setups better, and help us make better decisions. And, you know, I think that's when you're put in that position, we felt like that was the best approach to it. And you know, obviously we're happy with the success, and we need to, you know, keep winning races and try to, you know, win this championship.
And the second thing I just wanted to ask was, is this a statement season for your group in the sense of, again, with when you guys were the 12, it was almost like you guys were a step behind the 2 and the 22. Is this a statement of what your group is capable of, or does it go back to what you just said and it just comes down to driver experience?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I felt like there were a lot of times, if you look at Ryan's strengths, you know, and I would say that the mile and a halfs are probably his strengths. You know, I felt like going into this year that if we were still working with Ryan, we'd have probably won 3 or 4 races with him. I truly believe that. I do think it's good for our team to have some success and get the credit they deserve. There's a lot of people on this team that have put in a lot over the years, and our core group's been together a long time. And when I look at the 4 and the 11, you know, those guys their teams have been together for a while. And so I think for us, you know, we're kind of coming into our own with Brad, and hopefully we can just keep building and keep making it better.
All right. And we're going to take our next question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Jeremy, do you even look much at the Bristol car this week, or do you just pretty much focus on Vegas?
No, I mean, we'll look at both. You know, like I said, the playoff points and the race win points that are available are invaluable when it comes to moving from round to round. So just to make sure that if we do catch some bad luck here or there, I mean, we're going to go in there and try to win next week, just like any other race. So, but yeah, we'll certainly get a jump start on looking at the Vegas car, which, you know, everybody at Team Penske is always working ahead. But no, we're not going to leave anything out there for sure.
And is there any kind of thing comforting in the sense of you have been good on the short tracks, but there haven't been many short tracks, and you come out here and show you haven't lost a beat?
Yeah, I mean, it's good that we were able to, you know, I feel like the whole group, our engineering group, everybody took what we learned at Loudon and you know, sat down with Brad and debriefed and made some really good decisions. And that's Brad. So he's been dying to do that for a couple minutes here. So when you win, you get to bang the gong, I guess. So I think the whole group just really made some good decisions leaving Loudon and you know, okay, we ran really well at Loudon, but what can we do better? And I think that's the key to success. And, you know, moving forward between now and Phoenix, that's, and Martinsville and Bristol, even we need to look at our short track stuff and keep trying to make incremental improvements to it.
All right. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you, Jeremy. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Another win. And we'll see you at Bristol.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty. And if you couldn't tell by the gong, we'll be shortly joined here by Brad Keselowski. So just going to clean up the station real quick and we'll get started.